Poll: American voters reject Biden's climate agenda. Want reliable, affordable domestic energy. By Penny Starr on March 30, 2022. American voters in strong majorities reject Joe Biden's energy policies designed around so-called climate change and want reliable and affordable domestic energy. Just 13 respondents, 1.3%, identified climate change as the most pressing issue facing the United States. And just 25 more, 2.5%, identified it as the second most pressing issue facing the United States, the announcement of the poll said. Voters don't want the federal government telling them what kinds of cars they should buy and drive, Stephen Moore said, co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Property. They don't want taxes on carbon dioxide. They don't want the government to make energy more expensive. Voters are against a carbon tax and electric vehicle mandates. Voters don't want the government to make energy more expensive, by a margin of 68 points. They do not want a carbon dioxide tax, rejected by 40 points. Voters reject electric vehicle mandates, 63 points. More than two-thirds, 68%, said we don't need government policies that force consumers to buy electric vehicles. Voters understand the green agenda is what is responsible for the spike in energy prices, Moore said. They don't believe the solution to our problems is to switch to electric cars or any of the other pie-in-the-sky Biden schemes. Voters consistently tell us they don't prioritize or want to pay much, if anything, for climate change, pollster Mike McKenna said. They are especially resistant to energy taxes and to attempts to impose mandates. The poll revealed that the number one concern for voters is the economy. Almost all agreed, 90%, 67% strongly, with a statement, "I am concerned about inflation." This sentiment, obviously, is strong across demographic and ideological groups. 85% of self-identified liberals agreed with the statement. Cost concerns are also strong concerning energy and food. Three-quarters, 77%, said they are paying too much for gasoline, including 92% of those ages 27 to 35. 79% said they are paying too much for food. 75% of males, 82% of females. The survey of 1,000 likely voters nationwide took place from February 15 to 26 and had a 3.1% margin of error. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.